For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has left North Korea after wrapping up final details of the summit with Kim Jong-un, who pledged to work toward denuclearization. The United States agreed to stop military readiness drills with the South Koreans, something that the North Koreans have wanted for quite a long time.
I'm doing something that I've wanted to do from the beginning. We stopped playing those war games that cost us a fortune.
And the president acknowledging that while past deals with the regime have failed, this time it's different.
This is a much different time, and this is a much different president, in all fairness. This is very important to me.
The president also dismissed concerns that he's favoring American enemies over its allies after trade disputes caused friction at the G7 summit with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Canada. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tinder dry conditions have caused officials to close Colorado's San Juan National Forest. Spokeswoman Cam Hooley.
We realize that this is a really big decision. It's not very common in Colorado for forests to go to full closure, but we ask people to bear with us, be patient. The reason for the closure is for protection of resources and for public safety.
The fire that started in the forest has now burned 31 square miles so far. In a blow to the Trump Justice Department, a federal judge ruled AT&T can go ahead with its $85 billion merger with Time Warner, owner of CNN, HBO, and Warner Brothers. This is important because it merges a major distributor of content with a major content creator and gives the combined AT&T Time Warner a lot more leeway in terms of how it bundles its content with both its mobile and wired broadband offerings. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A competitor is responding to a restaurant chain's marketing stunt. USA's Chris Barnes serves up the details.
As you may have heard, IHOP made a move to rename itself IHOB, the International House of Burgers, to try to promote the fact it serves more than pancakes and also serves what it believes are great burgers. Well, now Burger King's Twitter feed is proclaiming itself Pancake King. It has a revised logo with the words Pancake King sandwiched between two stacks of flapjacks. Wendy's is also poking fun at IHOP, saying it's not too concerned about competition from, quote, a place that decided pancakes were too difficult. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lava flow from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has created 250 acres of new land into the ocean, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The agency's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said lava from Fissure 8 created a channel sending the flow into the ocean at Kapoho Bay. Last week, officials said lava destroyed more than 600 homes along the coast, creating Pele's hair and other lightweight volcanic glass, which can irritate the lungs, eyes, and skin. Where the lava is entering the ocean, it's creating a phenomenon known as lase, steam that also contains small glass particles. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.